encourage you to do another task, and another, and another, explains former U.S. Navy SEAL Admiral William McRaven in his popular 2014 commencement speech. By the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. The rules. Every morning after you get up, immediately make your bed. Flatten out the wrinkles on the fitted sheet. Tuck the corners of the top sheet into your bed frame. Spread your comforter or duvet evenly across your bed and fluff your pillows. Your bed doesn't need to look like it belongs in a hotel, but do take pride in the process. And then go out and conquer the day. 37. Track your expenses. One of the best ways to begin taking control of your finances is to keep track of your spending, because it allows you to gain a deeper understanding of how you manage your money. What do your spending habits look like? Where are you spending inefficiently or spontaneously? Where are there opportunities to cut back and save more? When I began counting my pennies, I was afraid to log into my accounts. Credit cards, automatic transfers, and Apple Pay had made it very easy to buy on autopilot, and I didn't want to face the reality of what I'd managed to spend. Eventually, I grew to embrace the process, and it came with a host of positive benefits. I became more conscious about what I purchased. I took this to the next level with Challenge 38, no shopping, and more in control of where my money went. And I grew smarter about financial planning, investing, and saving. The rules. For the next 30 days, track every penny you spend. Tips. Use a spreadsheet, a journal, or budgeting software. I recommend Mint.com. It allows you to easily and securely link your financial accounts, including banks, credit cards, and investment accounts, to automatically paint an accurate picture of your financial life. At the end of each day, review every transaction. Record and observe your spending patterns, but spare yourself any judgment, self-criticism, or guilt for poor financial habits. The simple knowledge of where your money is going will motivate you to rethink how you budget, spend, and save. 38. No shopping. In January of 2017, frustrated by the excessiveness of the holidays and how much money I'd spent, I decided to scale back the spending to the bare minimum for 30 days. It forced me to spend thoughtfully and creatively. I borrowed and reused things, scoured free forums to find specific items that I needed, and spent frugally. And surprisingly enough, changing my spending habits wasn't terribly difficult. Because I placed specific constraints on myself at the beginning of the month, I didn't have to spend time or energy deciding whether to buy X or Y. The decision had already been made. The rules. Do not spend money on anything other than groceries, fixed costs, housing, school, utilities, or basic necessities. And by necessities, I mean must-haves, like medication or diapers, not nice-to-haves. No impulse purchases or mindless buys. No doorbusters. No Amazon deals of the day. No Amazon at all. No presents, movies, restaurants, or monthly subscriptions. Tips. Go cash only. It forces you to be a conscious spender because you withdraw a limited amount. Pack your own lunches. Create a list before you go to the grocery store and stick to it. Take advantage of the library and free online podcast apps like Overcast. Buy used or get free. Be Beyond Craigslist, eBay, and TradeZ.com, there are hundreds of local sites like Nextdoor.com or Freecycle.org, or local Facebook groups where people within your community buy, sell, and give things away. Remove your credit cards from your computer's autofill. Comparison shop. Browser extensions like Invisible Hand, Google Chrome, automatically scan the web to look for a better deal. 39. Wake up at 5 a.m. Today is Sunday. I write these words at 5:43 a.m., which means that I've been awake and writing for just under 40 minutes. When I heard the buzzing of the alarm clock, I got out of bed, walked across the room, and turned it off. I went to the bathroom, splashed cold water on my face, and did 5 jumping jacks to wake myself up. Then I grabbed my laptop, sat down, and began journaling. Challenge 30, daily journaling. After finishing, I began working on this chapter of this book. I took on this challenge because I wanted to get into the habit of waking up early to write. 5 a.m. is peaceful. The mind is fresh and rested, and I can work without interruption. No kids, no buzzing cell phone, no noise. I can be creative and focused in a way that my busy stay-at-home mom day never permits. It's hard to wake up at that hour, but the work is always better. And when I finish, I can go through the rest of the day with the satisfaction of knowing that I got some quality work done. The rules. For the next 30 days, get up at 5 a.m. every single day. Go to the gym for an early morning workout, meditate, take a cold shower, work on your novel, or simply make some coffee and enjoy the quiet of the morning. Tips. A few days before you begin, decide what your morning routine will look like for the next 30 days. The night before, in order to get a good night's sleep, do not eat or drink after 7:30 p.m., except water. Turn off screens after 9 p.m. Read, stretch, or meditate instead. Close apps and tabs on your computer to prevent yourself from getting distracted the following morning. Double-check your alarm and place it on the opposite side of the room so that you're forced to physically get out of bed. The morning of, immediately get out of bed and turn your alarm off. No hesitation. Start moving. Do 5 push-ups or jumping jacks so that your body feels more awake and energized. Splash cold water on your face or get into the shower. Begin your morning routine. 40. The Digital Declutter Challenge. One of my very first challenges with Hackerella.com was to figure out a system for managing my digital life. I had never been very good at hitting the delete button. I had no system for managing and backing up my photos, files, apps, music, and passwords. And I would have been in serious, serious trouble if my computer had decided to die. I was terrified to dig into my digital archive to see what a mess I'd created. But once I began, I found the process to be quite enjoyable. This month, you will organize, automate, and secure your digital assets. This includes email management, organizing photos and videos, document management, reviewing apps, passwords and identity protection, data tracking and backups, capturing and storing all of your kids' special moments. This is a big, time-consuming project, especially if you have thousands of photos, emails, and documents to go through. But it's better to do it all in one go and have a process and place for all of your digital files. For my recommendations on which apps, providers, and companies to use, as well as detailed instructions on how to best set up your digital life, see Hackerella.com/30daybook. Digital decluttering. 1. Email. Clean out your email inbox, delete or archive old and unread messages. Unsubscribe to email newsletters. 2. Social media. Update privacy, security, and notification settings. Unfollow accounts and pages. Tweak and manage Facebook newsfeed. 3. Backup. Update and or install a cloud-based backup server or external hard drive, or both. 4. Computer. Update software. Clear cookies and temporary internet files. Delete documents and uninstall outdated software programs. Organize documents and applications into folders. Install new apps and browser extensions. 5. Phone, tablet. Update apps, security, and notification settings. Delete and organize apps. 6. Security. Review passwords and security answers. Set up two-step verification. Set up a virtual private network to secure your computer's internet connection by encrypting all of the data you send and receive. 7. Music. Organize your digital music files. Consider a streaming service. 8. Photos and videos. Delete photos you no longer want to keep. Delete videos you no longer want to keep, especially raw footage. Set up and organize cloud-based photo backups. Create a process for organizing, backing up, and deleting photos. Create a process for editing, organizing, and deleting videos. 9. Online. Organize RSS feeds. 41. The Gradual Digital Detox. If I allow it, my iPhone can easily become the biggest, most crippling time waster of a problem. When I finally admitted to myself that I'd turned into a full-fledged phone and internet addict, I decided to go on a digital detox. I deleted all of the apps on my phone, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Huffington Post, all other social media apps, all news, all gone. I disabled email on my phone and installed website blockers. I struggled through the month and hated the feeling of being so disconnected. But eventually I adjusted. I grew to like that the first and last moments of my day did not include technology. I could look around and pay attention to the things around me instead of clutching my phone. And I was significantly more productive because I couldn't distract myself. Today, I continue to put distance between me and my phone, which isn't always easy, but it's a necessary part of staying productive. The rules. For the next 30 days, you will gradually unplug from your digital life. Each week, build off the progress from the previous week. For example, everything you do in week 1, you will do in weeks 2, 3, and 4. Week 1. Log out of your social media accounts. Turn off all alerts and notifications, except your alarm clock. Do not use any technology for the first and last hour of your day. Week 2. Do not use any technology in any social setting, while waiting in line or while waiting for something to begin. If there is a website or app that is particularly addicting, install a website blocker or delete the app from your device. Week 3. Do not use any technology while interacting with your children. Designate 3 times per day when you are allowed to check and respond to email, phone calls, and other messages. Week 4. Do not allow any devices in your bedroom or bathroom. Pick 1 day per week to go completely technology-free. 42. The Checklist Challenge. I am a big fan of taking notes, tracking things, and making to-do lists. I refer to my daily checklist a half dozen times a day. If I have an idea in my head, I try to get it out as quickly as possible. When something gets written down, I can stop thinking or worrying about it, and I feel like I control my time. This challenge is about managing your time and your to-dos so that time doesn't manage you. The rules. Make a to-do list, whether it's in a notebook, Word document, spreadsheet, or app. Choose a simple, easy-to-use method. Every night before you go to bed, write down and review your tasks for the following day. Add any information you need to complete your task: phone numbers, contacts, details, etc. Prioritize your tasks by importance and/or urgency. If you have a long list of to-dos, star the 3 or 4 most important items. Throughout the day, check things off as you finish them, and add new items to the list. Tips. If you want to experiment with a more sophisticated time management method, consider the following ideas. Create a monthly or weekly log which gives you a snapshot of upcoming events, appointments, or deadlines. Create an idea log of things you would like to do or explore but haven't committed to yet. Create a log of things you would like to do, explore, or buy, such as books you want to read, movies you want to see, products you'd like to research, or things you want to buy. Make a Friday list. This is one of my favorite time management hacks. I set aside a specific time, Friday mornings, to do specific activities, such as non-urgent errands, all in one go. Things that come up during the week get added to my Friday list. Buy birthday presents, go to the post office, drop off dry cleaning. And every Friday, I sit down with the list and start checking things off. I find it easier to do errands all in one go because these kinds of tasks require the same mental resources and frame of mind to complete. Recommended website. bulletjournal.com. Networking and relationships. 43. 30 minutes of family time. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life, between work, school, activities, friends, events, and relatives. It always seems like something comes up, and it's often at the expense of good old-fashioned family time. This month's challenge is about carving out time to talk, listen, share, and bond as a family every single day. The rules. For the next 30 days, reserve a block of time, approximately 30 minutes each day, to connect with your family. You can choose to do the same thing every day, like family dinners. Pick from the list of ideas below, or do something entirely of your own choosing. 30 family bonding ideas. 1. Eat dinner as a family. 2. Cook dinner together. 3. Have a technology-free night. That includes television. 4. Go bowling or play mini golf. 5. Go for a hike. 6. Plan a picnic. 7. Play a board game. 8. Play 20 questions or charades. 9. Play a card game. 10. Read a book out loud. 11. Work on a jigsaw puzzle. 12. Play 2 truths and a lie. 13. Look at old family photos or watch old family videos. 14. Take an after-dinner walk. 15. Do a volunteer project together. 16. Build a family garden. 17. Learn a new skill together. 18. Go to church or spend time in prayer together. 19. Have a nighttime routine: chores, reading, meditation. 20. Build something: airplane models, Legos. 21. Make a family scrapbook. 22. Make conversation cards to spice up mealtime conversations. 23. Have a dance party. 24. Be tourists in your own city. 25. Do a household project together. 26. Plan a trip or vacation. 27. Play video games. 28. Create recipes and a meal plan for the week. 29. Watch funny videos on YouTube. 30. Make paper airplanes and see which one flies the farthest. 44. Love through everyday interactions. This challenge focuses on the small, everyday interactions between two people. We want to treat our significant others with patience and kindness, but it's hard to be our best selves when the kids are demanding and laundry needs to be folded and the work piles up and someone lost their toy, blanket, phone, credit card. Words matter and small actions count. And the more we focus on positive interactions, from smiles and kind words to a hug or a listening ear, the stronger our relationship will be. But it won't happen on autopilot. We have to make the effort to be appreciative, attentive, and kind. My sister and I did this challenge together, and she summed it up best. I feel like we're nicer to each other. The fact that I'm taking the time every day to reflect on the positive has made a difference. I, too, found the challenge very uplifting. By no means was I perfect, but my twice-daily practice of intention and reflection made me more aware of this natural impulse to nag, blame, or express disappointment. I was able to rise above those instinctive reactions and choose healthier responses. The rules. For the next 30 days, begin each morning asking yourself what you can do to be a good spouse, friend, and partner. Just for that day. Before you go to bed, write down something positive or inspiring that your partner did or said. E.g., today you took the kids out for a few hours so that I could have some time for myself. Reflect only on the positive and don't dwell on mistakes, annoyances, or arguments. 45. Reach out to friends. Friends make life better. They encourage us, challenge us, inspire us, and celebrate with us. Unfortunately, over time, friendships fade, people change, life becomes busy, and we lose touch. That's why, in our world of distractions, social media, and constant busyness, we must make the effort to nurture and maintain our friendships. A true friend is the best possession, Benjamin Franklin. The rules. Think of 30 people that you've lost touch with, want to get to know better, or simply want to thank for being in your life, such as friends, old coworkers, teachers, mentors, or even family members. Every day, reach out to someone by phone, an email, or a letter. No text, Twitter, or Snapchat, please. You could send them a birthday card, flowers, or a copy of your favorite book, along with a meaningful note. Congratulate them on their successes, listen to their stories, or help them through a problem. Give yourself and your time, but don't expect anything in return. You won't always receive a response. People won't behave the way you expected, and it will be disappointing. You must accept the shortcomings, especially for the lifelong friendships that you value. 46. Have lunch with someone new. Lucky people build and maintain a strong network of luck. Richard Wiseman writes in his book, The Luck Factor. Lucky people increase their odds of chance encounters or experiences by interacting with a large number of people. It makes perfect sense. The more people we meet, connect with, and keep in touch with, the more opportunities will come our way. Whether you're networking for your career, searching for that perfect partner, or simply looking to make more friends, challenge yourself to meet 30 new people this month. build your network, and develop new relationships. Putting yourself out there is never easy, but the more you do it, the more confident you will become and the better you will be at listening, asking good questions, and engaging. The rules. Every day, go to lunch, or breakfast, or dinner, or for a cup of coffee, with someone different. Tips. Identify people you'd like to meet. Make a list of colleagues, classmates, industry experts, or friends, and reach out via email, LinkedIn, or a company intranet. Not everybody will respond, but you will find people who are excited to connect. Ask for help. This is a great opportunity to tell your friends, and perhaps even your lunch dates, about your challenge. Ask them to introduce you to people on your list or anyone else they think you should meet. Do your homework, especially when meeting with a professional connection. Learn about the person you're meeting with and prepare a few interesting questions or topics to discuss. Listen. Be curious and inquisitive and take notes. If you're networking for your career, ask if there is anything you can do to help them out. 47. Create daily delight for others. The Dalai Lama once said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." The same can be said for generosity. Kindness is contagious. A smile can brighten someone's day, and a small act of kindness for a stranger can make a meaningful impact. And through kind words and simple gestures, we can bring joy to others and ourselves. The rules. Look for opportunities to delight and surprise at least one person every day without expectation of anything in return. Focus on kindness and see what happens. Tips. Here are some simple ideas to choose from. Smile at a passerby on the street. Give a genuine, "Hello, how is your day going?" Show your appreciation to a cashier or bus driver. Offer help to someone who needs it. Pay a stranger a compliment. Strike up a conversation with the person sitting next to you on an airplane. Introduce two people who you think would hit it off. Give a gift to a friend, bring flowers to someone who's having a tough day, or send a card to a relative. 48. The Rejection Challenge. A few years ago, a down and out-of-luck IT consultant decided that the best way to overcome his fear of rejection was to seek it out. His goal? To get rejected by someone every day. By making no the way to win the game, he learned to become desensitized to it. In doing so, he learned a powerful lesson in just how much his irrational fear of rejection had limited him. This is a difficult challenge to follow through on because it forces you to go out of your way to do something really uncomfortable. Rejection hurts. But if you're looking for an extreme prescription for building toughness, confidence, and overcoming your fear of failure, you'll have to learn to embrace the discomfort. The rules. For the next 30 days, you must be rejected by a new person every day. Come up with your own rejection ideas, or borrow some of mine. Warm up. Low-pressure requests that are sure to get a quick no. Go to a store and ask to buy something that they don't sell. At the airport, ask if you can get upgraded to first class for free. Ask for a free meal at a restaurant. Ask to borrow $100 from a stranger. Respond to a Craigslist ad and ask for the item for 50% off. Get uncomfortable. Go to a coffee shop and ask for 20% off your order. Ask for free dessert at a restaurant. Ask a stranger to tell you a joke. Ask somebody to give you a dollar for good luck. Well, this is awkward. Challenge a stranger to an arm wrestling match. knock on someone's door and ask if you can play in their backyard. At the grocery store, ask the manager if you can make an announcement on their loudspeaker. Ask for a good guy discount, a discount just for being a good person. Inspired by this episode from This American Life, www.thisamericanlife.org/radio-archives/episode/515/good-guys. Recommended watching. Jia Jiang's inspiring TED Talk on 100 Days of Rejection. TED.com/talks/Jia_Jiang_Jiang_what_I_learned_from_100_days_of_rejection#T-402464. Creativity and learning. 49. Learn or brush up on a musical instrument. A few years ago, I decided to finally learn how to play the guitar that had been sitting untouched in my basement for the previous 8 years. I practiced for 20 minutes, 3 times per day, if not more, strumming chords until my fingers bled. It was great fun, but very challenging and mentally exhausting. Kids, whose brains and nervous systems are still developing, must rely on their environments to learn, which makes it easier to absorb information more quickly and establish those early neural connections in their brains. Adults, on the other hand, process information by relying on habits and patterns we already know. This is why it's so much harder for us to learn new things. We have to undo habits and reprogram our neural pathways. Deliberate practice. Deliberate practice is a systematic form of practice that's focused on improving performance. Repetition is an important component of practice, but with deliberate practice, we break the learning process down into chunks, identify errors and weaknesses, and take the necessary steps to correct them. Practice, evaluating feedback, and testing ways to improve allows us to achieve a higher level of proficiency in less time. The rules. Set aside 20 to 30 minutes every day to learn or practice a musical instrument. Tips. Set a goal. For example, your goal can be to learn Let It Be on the piano. Deconstruct the activity. Break the piece up into simple chunks, such as learning the proper finger positioning for a chord or practicing a particular chord transition. Find the tools to help you learn, such as a music teacher, online music courses, or a YouTube channel. Make time to practice. For example, practice every morning at 9 a.m. for 20 minutes. Don't forget to turn off your devices and distractions. Get constant feedback. Record yourself practicing and pay attention to mistakes. Start over and fix them. When you're not practicing, visualize yourself getting it right. Watch videos or listen to recordings of others playing the piece of music you are learning. Slow the music down and take note of each individual note and chord. For more on deliberate practice and my own musical challenges, visit piano, hackarella.com/learned-hour, guitar, hackarella.com/learn-the-guitar. 50. Learn a foreign language. In anticipation of a 2-week Italian vacation, I took on a zero to conversational Italian challenge. I spent 6 weeks learning and practicing new words, patterns, and grammatical rules, something that took a tremendous amount of patience and mental energy. Learning a new language is a wonderful way to improve focus, tune out distractions, and get your brain working in ways that it's not used to. The rules. Dedicate 30 minutes per day to learning a foreign language. Tips. Start with an app. There are dozens of language learning resources, local language learning groups, programs, Rosetta Stone, and even apps, Duolingo, to choose from. Speak, speak, speak. The best way to learn a foreign language is to speak as much as possible, even if what you say makes little sense and feels silly. You will feel uncomfortable. I practiced Italian with my hairdresser. He taught me a few swear words. I practiced with a friend's au pair who speaks fluent Italian. I even filmed myself saying certain phrases, just to force myself to speak out loud. Finally, I set up several Skype conversations with a native Italian who wanted to practice English. I'd spend the first 30 minutes speaking Italian, and then we'd switch to English. Children's books, videos, and songs are especially helpful. Watching nursery rhymes, counting, and alphabet videos on YouTube helped me familiarize myself with sounds, tones, letters, and basic vocabulary. Take lessons. I hired a virtual Italian teacher on italki.com who, every week, taught me basic grammatical rules, phrases, and vocabulary. Prepare cheat sheets. Memorize useful irregular verbs such as to be, to want, to have, and to be able to. These verbs are used all the time, and practicing their conjugations opens up a vast array of options. Learning the six W's and how. Learning to say who, chi, what, cosa, where, dove, when, quando, why, perché, how, come, and which, quale, come in handy quite often. Memorize common words and phrases that you know you will use frequently. To see my cheat sheets, visit hackerella.com/30daybook. 51. Take a photo every day. This is a fun, creative challenge about exploring the people and things around you. Whether you're looking to become a better photographer, develop your creativity, be more observant, or simply document your life. The rules. Using your smartphone or digital camera, take, edit, and share on social media one original photograph every day. There are two ways to approach this challenge. One. Choose a theme. Plan your photos around a theme or emotion such as love, connections, kindness, nature, or color. What are 30 different ways to capture them? 2. Every day, follow the provided photo prompts. Tips. Bring your camera everywhere. If you're at home, keep it in a spot where you can easily see and access it. Set aside time on your calendar every day to review, edit, and publish your photos. Think about where and when you want to take photos and what you want your subject matter to focus on. What places and times of day have the best light? What places and times of day should you avoid? Pay attention to the details. Notice the small things like little kids with their huge backpacks, or the way that light enters your living room in the afternoons, and take note of what inspires you. Keep 2 to 3 original photos on reserve. This will come in handy if you're traveling, have an event to go to, or the day gets the better of you and you don't have time to post any new pictures. Follow professional photographers on Instagram or their websites for ideas, tips, and inspiration. Review your photos and always look to improve. What do you like about your photo? What do you dislike? How can you make it better? 30 photo prompts. Day 1, self-portrait. Day 2, clouds. Day 3, water. Day 4, black and white. Day 5, a reflection. Day 6, something from a low angle. Day 7, something from a high angle. Day 8, patterns. Day 9, texture. Day 10, a silhouette. Day 11, dancing. Day 12, a celebration. Day 13, laughter. Day 14, children at play. Day 15, plants and flowers. Day 16, hands. Day 17, shoes. Day 18, a close-up. Day 19, eyes. Day 20, nighttime. Day 21, a smile. Day 22, a stranger. Day 23, an animal. Day 24, a family. Day 25, food. Day 26, something sweet. Day 27, a road or path. Day 28, buildings. Day 29, color. Day 30, portrait of someone you love. 52. Learn a brand new skill. In 2015, I decided that it was high time I learned my way around a sewing machine. I knew learning to sew would be hard, but I didn't realize just how technical, precise, expensive, and time-consuming it would be. Apparently, you need 4 different kinds of cutting tools just to get started. Somehow, I managed to sew a skirt and a dress my first week. So what if they were both pink, polyester, and sloppily crafted? I made them with my own 2 hands. That month, I sewed baby blankets, flannel scarves, which I still wear, a shirt and nightgowns for my daughters, and I loved every minute of the work. The beginner's mindset. Beginners are supposed to be bad. The mistakes, errors, and frustration are all part of learning something new. It's why we experiment. It's why we ask for help. The Zen Buddhists have a word for the beginner's mindset, Shoshin. It's the practice of taking everything you think, know, and believe and setting it aside, and instead adopting an attitude of openness and eagerness when learning something new. We see this kind of wonder in kids all the time. They embrace discovery and imaginative play, ask questions, paint colorful pictures, and build elaborate things with anything they can get their hands on. Sewing was such a refreshing experience for me because I knew nothing, assumed nothing, questioned everything, and was open to different approaches and possibilities. The rules. Devote at least 30 minutes per day to learning something brand new. It could include painting, drawing, sewing, knitting, coding, app development, photography, Photoshop or Adobe Lightroom, Microsoft Office Suite, new keyboard layout, like Dvorak or Colmac, writing jokes, card tricks, poetry, swimming, self-defense, dancing, tennis, golf, ping pong, bowling. 53. Write down 10 ideas every day. There is a daily practice that I learned from blogger and author James Altucher that I incorporate into my journaling on a near daily basis. I write ideas down. Altucher says that the practice of writing ideas down strengthens your idea muscle. When you push yourself to come up with idea after idea, no matter how silly or horrible they might be, you become more creative and thoughtful and a better problem solver. In the end, bad ideas will lead to better ideas and maybe even great ones. The rules. Every day, Write down a minimum of 10 ideas about a different topic. After 30 days, you will have generated over 300 ideas. By all means, don't stop at 10 if you've got more. Go to 20 or 50. Think until your head hurts. Day 1. Names for a new blog. Day 2. Businesses I could start. Day 3. Old friends to reconnect with. Day 4. Names for a rock band. Day 5. Places I want to visit before I die. Day 6. Apps to create. Day 7. Names for a new mystery or fantasy novel. Day 8. Things I learned last year. Day 9. Pairs of people I could introduce to each other. Day 10. Alternatives to online dating. Day 11. Documentaries that I'd want to produce. Day 12. Activities to do in my city that don't involve spending money. Day 13. Ways to make money on the side without quitting my day job. Day 14. Ways to get into a better mood right now. Day 15. New idea prompts. Day 16. Alternative movie titles for Star Wars. Day 17. Home products that need to be invented. Day 18. Reality shows to start. Day 19. Ways to improve my quality of sleep. Day 20. Ways to improve Amazon.com. Day 21. Story ideas that would make an Oscar-winning movie. Day 22. New Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors. Day 23. Ways to save $1,000 in a month. Day 24. Ways to declutter my home. Day 25. People I'd want to be my mentor. Day 26. Historical figures I'd like to have dinner with. Day 27. Ways my favorite restaurant could improve their business. Day 28. Knock-knock jokes. Day 29. Podcast ideas to start. Day 30. Ways to disappear for a month without getting caught. 54. Cook one new recipe per day. In 2002, Julia Powell decided to cook all 524 recipes of Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking in 365 days, which she chronicled on her blog, The Julie Julia Project. You might have seen the 2009 film, Julie and Julia, and entertained the idea of your own culinary adventure. While this challenge isn't quite as ambitious, it still calls for 30 brand new recipes in 30 days. It's a chance for home chefs to improve their skills, expand their repertoire, and experiment with new techniques, cuisines, and flavors. The rules. Cook something new every day from scratch. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, an appetizer, or dessert, make at least one meal per day that you've never attempted before. Tips. Comb through your cookbooks and cooking websites and plan at least 1 week's worth of meals in advance. Make a note of your ingredient list, preparation, and cooking time. Baking counts, but limit yourself to one sweet treat per week. Push yourself to try challenging recipes. Experiment with fancy technique or ingredients you've never tried before. Cook with others. Include your partner or your kids, or invite friends over for a culinary adventure. 55. Read 20 pages a day. Every time I take on a new challenge, I pick up a few books from the library on or related to that subject. I happen to be writing this chapter during my Wake Up at 5 a.m. challenge month and have a stack of books on productivity, routines, and the benefits of being an early riser on my nightstand. I love knowing that for just about any topic under the sun, someone has dedicated years of their life to researching, distilling, and sharing information, ideas, philosophies, and tools on that topic. Books have made a great impact on my life, and reading is one of the best ways I know to stay inspired and motivated throughout any challenge. World-class performers, billionaires, superstars, and people at the top of their game often credit their accomplishments to their voracious appetite for books. Reading, both fiction and nonfiction alike, offers tremendous benefits, including improved creativity and the ability to develop new insights, empathy for others and the understanding of different mindsets, expanded vocabulary, stress reduction, calm mind, better ability to fall asleep, enjoyment and entertainment. The rules. Every day, commit to reading at least 20 pages. After 30 days, you will have read 600 pages, or 2 to 3 books. Tips. Leave a book at your bedside and read it just before you turn off the light to sleep, when it's quiet and distraction-free. Start with a great book, one that you're excited to dig into. Have 2 to 3 books handy in case your first option disappoints. Don't feel obligated to finish material that you're not connecting with. Simply move on to the next one. 56. Watch a TED Talk every day. This is a wonderful challenge for people who want to learn, be entertained, and be inspired in under 20 minutes a day. TED Talks are short talks given by some of the most interesting and successful leaders in technology, entertainment, and design, offering new ideas and perspective. The rules. For the next 30 days, set aside 20 minutes a day to watch a TED Talk. There are over 2,000 videos on the TED website to choose from on just about any subject imaginable. Here are the 30 that I recommend. Day 1. Try something new for 30 days. Matt Cutts. Day 2. Inside the Mind of a Master Procrastinator. Tim Urban. Day 3. The Surprising Habits of Original Thinkers. Adam Grant. Good follow-up to the previous talk. Day 4. The Art of Asking. Amanda Palmer. Day 5. Do Schools Kill Creativity? Ken Robinson. Day 6. The Transformative Power of Classical Music. Benjamin Zander. Day 7. The Puzzle of Motivation. Dan Pink. Day 8. How Great Leaders Inspire Action. Simon Sinek. Day 9. My Year of Saying Yes to Everything. Shonda Rhimes. Day 10. The Power of Vulnerability, Brené Brown. Day 11, The Surprising Science of Happiness, Dan Gilbert. Day 12, How to Gain Control of Your Free Time, Laura Vanderkam. Day 13, What I Learned from 100 Days of Rejection, Jia Zhang. See Challenge 48. Day 14, Looks Aren't Everything, Believe Me, I'm a Model. Cameron Russell. Day 15. How to Overcome Our Biases? Walk Boldly Toward Them. Verna Myers. Day 16. Your Body Language Shapes Who You Are. Amy Cuddy. Day 17. How I Held My Breath for 17 Minutes. David Blaine. Day 18. Your Elusive Creative Genius. Elizabeth Gilbert. Day 19. The Surprising Science of Happiness. Dan Gilbert. Day 20. Minding Your Mitochondria by Dr. Terry Walls. See Challenge 10. Day 21. My Stroke of Insight. Jill Bolte Taylor. Day 22. Underwater Astonishments. David Gallo. Day 23. If I Should Have a Daughter. Sarah Kay. Day 24. Why We Do What We Do. Tony Robbins. Day 25. Never Ever Give Up. Diana Nyad. Day 26. How to Make Stress Your Friend, Kelly McGonigal. Day 27. The Birth of a Word, Deb Roy. Day 28. Got a Meeting? Take a Walk, Nilofer Merchant. See Challenge 5. Day 29. Every Kid Needs a Champion, Rita Pearson. Day 30. The Thrilling Potential of Sixth Sense Technology, Pranav Mistry. Variations. Learn a new word and use it throughout the day. Read a new Wikipedia entry. You can configure your homepage to land on a random Wikipedia entry each time you load your browser. Watch a commencement speech. For a list of commencement speech ideas, visit hackerella.com/30daybook. 57. Write a novel in 30 days. One November, several years ago, I challenged myself to write a novel in 1 month as part of the National November Write a Novel Challenge. In reality, I typed out 50,000 words about the dysfunctional life of an advice columnist. And it was bad. The plot made no sense. The main characters were uninteresting. Sometimes they were likable, other times not. And half of the time, I couldn't even remember what names I had given them. But in spite of the messy writing, cheesy dialogue, and boring descriptions, I couldn't have been more proud of what I accomplished. I sat down to write 1,600 words every single day and finished what I set out to accomplish. Whether you want to improve your storytelling skills, develop a writing habit, or are looking to do something way out of your comfort zone, give this challenge a shot. The rules. Write a 200-page novel. This translates into 45,000 words, or 1,500 words every day for the 30 days. Tips. Pick a spot and make it your writing space. It could be a desk, a coffee shop, or the couch. Wherever you work, make an effort to stay consistent. Decide on time. Early in the morning is ideal because it's quiet, there are fewer interruptions, and your brain is fresh, rested, and ready to work. See Challenge 39, Wake Up at 5 a.m. Finished is better than perfect. Keep writing, even if you hate the words you are producing. Work every day. On days when I feel uninspired and unmotivated to write, I tell myself to write for 5 minutes. After that, I give myself permission to quit for the day. More often than not, I sit down to write for 20 minutes or an hour, even two. I just need to start. Reward yourself for meeting your writing goal. During my challenge, my reward came in the form of a glass of wine. Recommended resources. NaNoWriMo.org, ThoughtCatalog.com, Heidi-Preeb/2015/08/30-days-of-writing-prompts. 58. Listen to audiobooks or podcasts. I first heard the term Automobile University from Zig Ziglar, a legendary motivational teacher and speaker who called it the most effective way to enhance learning and personal education. Ziglar said that if the average American who spends anywhere from 200 to 700 hours in the car each year spent that time listening to educational information, he or she could acquire the equivalent of a 2-year college education. Think about it. You can learn everything from Chinese art and the Bible to financial management, leadership skills, sales techniques, communication styles, childhood training techniques, and numerous other subjects from some of the best informed, most knowledgeable people in our country. You literally have access to the wisdom of the ages on cassette tapes while driving to your job, shopping, errands, on vacation, etc. Technology has changed since the days of Zig Ziglar, But the idea behind Automobile University remains as powerful as ever. Use the hours that you spend in transit to learn. The rules. During your commute to and from work or running errands,